BBC News. Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh. The White House says the third most senior Hamas commander in Gaza was killed in an Israeli operation last week. The death of Marwan Issa was announced by the White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Israel has made significant progress against Hamas. They've broken a significant number of Hamas battalions, killed thousands of Hamas fighters, including senior commanders. Hamas's number three, Marwan Issa, was killed in an Israeli operation last week. The rest of the top leaders are in hiding, likely deep in the Hamas tunnel network. And justice will come for them too, and we are helping to ensure that.
Israel said on Monday it had killed the head of operations of Hamas's internal security force during a raid on Gaza's biggest hospital. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he'll send troops into Rafah, the one city in Gaza which has so far escaped the offensive. But Mr. Sullivan said those plans will be discussed with an Israeli delegation being dispatched to Washington. Donald Trump's lawyers say the former US president can't obtain a multi-million dollar bond that would allow him to appeal against a judgment in his civil fraud case in New York. He now has to find almost $500 million in cash, or New York State can start seizing his properties. Peter Bowes explains.
He simply doesn't have the cash. Yes, he has properties around the country, indeed around the world, that are worth billions of dollars. But what is required to settle this fine is hard cash. And he has a week to pay it, to either pay the fine or at least persuade a financial institution, a bonding company, that would essentially secure that $464 billion. The problem is they cannot find a company that is willing to do that. They've discussed it with some 30 different companies, and Donald Trump's people are saying that it is now a practical impossibility.
The US Supreme Court has denied an emergency request by Donald Trump's former aide, Peter Navarro, to avoid prison while he appeals his contempt of Congress conviction. Navarro had refused to appear before a congressional panel investigating the 2021 attack on the US Capitol building. MPs in the Gambia have voted to revoke a ban on female genital mutilation, removing legal protections for millions of girls. A clear majority of the National Assembly voted in favour of a bill to overturn the ban. The bill was introduced by the MP, Omame Jiba, who told the BBC that FGM was a cultural practice.
It is a cultural norm, it is a religious norm, and this is something that has been performed since pre-colonial era up to date, and people are wholeheartedly willing that this practice should be done.
Medical experts say that FGM severely harms girls and women, and human rights groups say overturning the ban will undo decades of work. World News from the BBC. International efforts to get aid to the people of Haiti have been boosted by the opening of a new air bridge between the Caribbean nation and neighbouring Dominican Republic. The United Nations said the first helicopter flights had now begun, enabling the transport of aid supplies. Haiti has been engulfed by gang violence. Vladimir Putin has addressed a triumphant crowd in Moscow's Red Square a day after he claimed a landslide presidential election victory. The rally marks the 10th anniversary of Russia's illegal annexation of Crimea from Ukraine. Steve Rosenberg reports.
Mr. Putin was portrayed as a national hero.
Da здравствует Россия!
Long live Russia, he cried. Cue the national anthem. Western leaders have not been so positive about Mr. Putin's re-election, dismissing Russia's presidential vote as neither free nor fair, a stage-managed poll. The Kremlin, though, doesn't care what the West thinks. Vladimir Putin will use his 87% to claim he has a huge mandate for his war in Ukraine.
The US software giant NVIDIA has unveiled its latest artificial intelligence chip. It claims it's a huge leap forward from its existing market leader. The company head, Jensen Huang, said the new Blackwell B200 chip has 208 billion transistors, making it more than twice as powerful at training AI models than the company's previous chip. An original pair of ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz are to go on a world tour before being sold at auction in December. The shoes, one of four surviving pairs used in the film, previously made headlines when they were stolen from a museum in 2005 before being recovered 13 years later. BBC News.